on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Victorian Form Preview. We are racing on the all-weather track at Sportsbet Pakenham after what was a good Monday meeting. It was pretty tough conditions for all the competitors. The local, Dan McCarthy, had a day out yesterday at Wangaratta. How are you, Warren?
Oh, I'm very well, thanks, Michael. Yeah, Dan had a big day and he was pretty much open and telling everyone that he thought Yeldar with a big strong ball would be too good for him in the last. But he was completely right.
Yeah, he certainly was. Do we have a similar air of confidence about any of the runners today?
I like a couple of the races today, Michael. I'm happy to play a couple at a bit of odds and hopefully we can build a bank early.
All right, well, let's see if Chris Hyland's got as much confidence as what Dan McCarthy did yesterday. He's got one runner today and it's always great to catch up with Chris. Good morning, Chris. How are you, mate?
Good, Michael. And you, sir?
Very well indeed. You've got Manhattan Sting. Goes around in race number six. And one thing we do know about Manhattan Sting is it has a great liking for the Pakenham all-weather track.
Yeah, he's raced well on it and he's sort of working up to a distance range and his last two at this distance range were very good and I think he might get a bit further down the track.
Has he continued to train on well from his last win? I know he's up a couple of kilos today, but how do you compare his win last start to what he faces the challenge today?
Yeah, he's been in great order the whole this preparation and all his runs have been what we would expect. And you know, we felt once he got to his distance range that he'd start to be effective in, obviously, lower grade. But, I think he's got a great chance. I think the horse of Busterman's has drawn a bit better today, had to work a bit the other day to get forward. So it's probably going to get an easier run in transit. But we beat it comfortably the other day. And, yeah, you know, it's... As I say, it'll possibly get an easier run today, but we'll certainly be mowing it down.
Sounds like you're confident. You're the $2.30 favourite. What would you tell the RSN listeners?
The more you put on, the more you get back, I guess.
But anyway, I love it.
We'll see what happens. But I'm not a big punter myself. I was happy he was 8-1 last time, and a few of the guys had a flutter on him, so I think... when they're those sort of odds, I'm happy to let him go around. But he's certainly in great order, and I think he'll run a great race.
Oh, well, that is good to see. And do we get to see Ballet Master in action at Caulfield on Saturday?
Yeah, he'll run Saturday. I see there's a little bit of rain around, and Luke was quite happy with his run the other day, albeit he sort of got burnt off. But it raced a bit that way, Sandown, and he was solid late, but Saturday the rail's out a long way, so that can make it a bit tricky to get on speed. But stepping up to a mile, he should be able to be closer in the run, and if he gets his wet track that he needs, he'll be a good chance. Once he's finished racing winter, he goes to the paddock till the next winter, so it often takes him two or three runs to get to full fitness, but I think he's very close to the mark now.
And tell me, how's the old man going, Pat?
Yeah, he's good. They're up at Nana Green. They've got 100 acres up there, and I've got four horses up there that he looks after, and some chickens and that sort of thing. So he's, enjoying that, and he still watches the races, and he's going pretty good. He's going pretty good.
Oh, that's good to hear. I hope Pat and Maria are doing well. They'll be cheering you on today, Chris. Best of luck.
Good on you, guys.
Chris Hyland joining us there. Warren, I'm going to ask you at the end of the preview about the Group 1, final Group 1 of the season, that Tats Tiara. But before that, let's try and find some winners. And the first race kicks off at 1 o'clock, the John Duff & Co. Maiden Plate over 1,000 metres. We take out 9 and 11. Brazen Bully's the favourite. Benny Mellum is teaming up with Anthony and Sam Friedman. $2.15. Free Wilma, $3.70. Ebony King, a first starter from the Graham Begg, teams at $6.50. And then Diamonds and Jewels, we heard from Robbie Griffiths a little earlier, is at $8. Who are you with in the first?
I'm with the favourite, Brazen Bully, the horse that Glen Ingram's been waiting for, Michael, from the jump outs. Duty Dynasty was scratched. He's accepted for Mowi Thursday. There's also a nomination for Adelaide and Melbourne on Saturday. So I think we'll be pretty keen to see where the half-brother to Hungry Heart goes. But with him being out of this race, I think it's a terrific race for Brazen Bully, who's got the blinkers off here to resume from a good draw. He's jumped out very nicely. And I think they might have lost a set of jump outs at Mornington recently, and they were transferred to the synthetic track at Pakenham. So he's had a nice hit out here to show that he handles the surface, and I like him to kick us off with a winner, number one, Brazen Bully. Ahead of 10, Ebony King. He's shown some good strength at the end of his jump outs. I think he'll get over further in time, but he should be strong late. Race day pressure is so different to jump outs, he might end up behind the speed. 12, Camperiale, was tested in the race at Ballarat, the Magic Millions clockwise on debut. He looks to have trialled up okay to resume, and I put 5, Free Wilma, in as next best. I can never get her right. I think I've best betted her on a couple of occasions. I've relegated her fourth today. Might be the day she gets up, but I'm with the one clearly here on form, Michael. 1, 10, 12, 5.
1, 10, 12, 5. I know we've had a new market with Duty Dynasty coming out, but 2.15, is that about Brazen Bully's right price, or could it get out a little bit?
Been trimming up as the morning goes on. I think the trend's inwards rather than outwards, and there was better odds bet significantly after scratching. So I would think that if that trend continues, he might start pretty short.
All right, Benny Mellum's on the favourite in the second race as well. We can take out 1, 6, 10, 11, 12, 13. Uranium's at $3.40. Old Doctor at $4.80. Get on the Gas, $4.80 also. And then Galaxy Rulers at $6. So could Benny have a race-to-race double to kick off the day?
He could. I'm not as confident in this race, but he's my top selection, Uranium. I thought a recent jump out was encouraging. He was a little bit off the speed, but strong through the line. 1,200 metres here from a good draw on his home track. He probably doesn't have to get too far away. 3 for me, out of 8, Galaxy Ruler. I would have been giving Rainier a terrific chance here, and that's the form line that Galaxy Ruler comes through. And both horses were probably held up a touch back midfieldish, and Dance and DeMille has come through that race to win again, so the form's holding up. 14, Get on the Gas. Had a look at the jump out again prior to the debut run. He made some really good ground out wide on one of the inner tracks at Caulfield, which is not that easy to do. And he just ended up wide and just didn't really get into the race, albeit out of the chute start at Caulfield. I think getting a run here as an emergency, he can improve on that debut run. I think there's a lot more there than what we saw. And Barclays Bank was solid to the line on debut. It was a bit of a bunch finish, but he ran well and better for the experience. 3, 8, 14, 7.
3, 8, 14 and 7 in the second. Race number 3 is a maiden for the fillies and mares. We can take out 6 and 12, and the most well-related runner of the day is Covent Garden, related to the champion Winx. It's at $2.50. First start for Peter Moody. Has jumped out okay at Pakenham. The next in the market is Gorgonado at $3.70. Helion Cluster is at $5. Miss Keeler at $6.50. Well, if breeding says anything, it should be winning. But what do you think about Covent Garden at its first Victorian start?
Yeah, well, that's the point, Michael, isn't it? If breeding's anything, it'd be winning. It is a five-start maiden, but still relatively lightly raced. Change of environment and kicking off at 1,400 metres here. I thought the jump out down the back straight at Pakenham was encouraging, quite standard procedure for the Moody stable. A nose roll goes on and the blinkers that were worn come off. I was more taken with the jump out of number 7, Gorgonado, recently. Just asked to do a bit for the Cindy Alderson stable. I think she's got a couple of terrific chances here at the meeting today. And I thought Gorgonado's trialled up well. The form around her's okay. And I'm with her ahead of Covent Garden, who can certainly win. Looks to have jumped out nicely. First run for the Moody stable. I was with Miss Keeler on debut. I thought she was okay, better for the experience from an inside draw. She should get every chance and perhaps suited up in distance. And 8, Helion of Clusters, had the benefit of a couple of runs, should be close to peak fitness now. Has a slightly awkward draw, but gee, for the last few years, Jamie Mott and Greg Urella have been striking at around 20%, currently just a little bit over that. So that trainer-jockey combination is a potent force. 7, 2, 10 and 8.
7, 2, 10 and 8 in race 3. It could be a good half hour for Cindy Alderson. She's got the favourite in race number 4 as well. We can take out 11, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Zara X, Mark Zara in the saddle, $2.70. Caddy, $4. Keep your distance at $4.80. Shrock Zone, $8.50. Cindy was on with the Brekkie boys this morning. This is what she had to say about Zara X.
Yeah, look, he trialled really nicely last time out, worked him on the synthetic because we sort of discovered he's not a wet tracker, and he's worked really nicely. So I know it's a big step going out the mile first up, but he's done plenty of work and nice draw and a field that I think looks within his scope for sure, and I'd give him a good chance as well.
Yeah, a fair bit of confidence there on the synthetic, first up over a mile. Are you with Zara X here as well?
I am, Michael. She's a terrific trainer, Cindy. I've got no problem with her getting a horse fit for this trip. And if she's saying that he's done a lot of work and I think he's fit enough for the trip, the most recent jump out was terrific and ridden with a little bit of intent, but he showed a bit of a turn of foot, and perhaps the firm ground's the key to him showing that turn of foot. On with him, 6 ahead of 4. Keep your distance. He had a tough run in a race that ties a little bit of this form together behind Hell of a Deal last start, and I thought under the circumstances battled on well. Scratchings have made the task a bit easier, but he does have a slightly awkward draw. They got onto a bend pretty quickly here from the 1,600-metre start. 5 Shock Zone was a really high-pressure race. Race of attrition last start won by Lockie Song, and for him to be able to be the one working home there at 1,400 metres makes you think that 1,600 metres would suit. And 9 Camerata, she's got talent. Maybe a slight query at the trip at this stage of the preparation, but does get the blinkers on and loomed into the race first up and then just might have been a bit plateaued on fitness to the line. I've got her as next best. 6, 4, 5, 9.
6, 4, 5 and 9 in race number 4. We are halfway through the Sportsbet Packet meeting today. We'll take a quick break. Back with the Quaddy after this.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview. Warren Huntley finding winners at Sportsbet Pakenham's meeting today. We're up to the first leg of the Quaddy, Race 5, which is a benchmark 58 over 1,600 metres. And in this race, we take out 12, 13, 14, 15. Big Darryl is the favourite at $3.20. Lobster Noodles at $5.50. Montalbano is at $7.50. And they are the top three in the market. Are you a Big Dazza fan?
I've got him in the mix, Michael. He'll roll forward, and he's fit and racing well, and he's consistent. He's got an informed jockey in Josh Richards aboard who taken a couple of kilos off is a positive. Could be right off the mark here, Michael, but on one that was the outsider of the field here. There's been a bit of a trim for number 9, Alara, from $51 into $31 this morning. First run for the Mick Kent stable. A recent jump out alongside She's On Time and Manolo, I thought, was terrific. Had the blinkers on, wears them here for the first time. Last prep just didn't come up, those two most recent runs, but the runs in the first preparation I thought were good enough to at least be competitive in 58 grade. The debut run was behind the Macwa. We know that form's quite solid. I thought she's trialled up really well, and she does have talent. I thought she was way over the odds. Now at $31, still happy to have a spec, but the 50s was better for me. 9, hit a 2, Big Darryl, who'll roll forward and give a sight. Lobster Noodles is getting fitter. Nah, not a regular winner, but may roll forward from that wider draw. Was close enough to the speed last start. And 6 Manning Roads, mixing flat racing and jumps racing, but has the ability to be competitive this grade and got a good record at the 1,600 metres and will be strong late. I'm specking 9 each way ahead of 2, 10 and 6.
9 each way ahead of 2, 10 and 6. So a good bit of value there for Warren in the first leg of the Quaddy. Race number 6 is the benchmark 58 over 2,200 metres. Take out 8, 9 and 13. Manhattan Sting. Thought it was a pretty good push from Chris Island, $2.30. He meets Dubowie Prince once again at $4.40. The Spaniard, $4.60. And they are the top three in the market. Which way are you leaning this time?
Yeah, on with Manhattan Sting. Chris Island Stable's ticking along beautifully at the moment. Caracal Ram winning over the jumps. You've mentioned Enunciate. Enunciate races in the same colours. The horse that you mentioned, Ballet Master, I think.
Ballet Master on Saturday. Yeah.
Enunciate's adapted to jumps racing well. His team's ticking over well. It's a smaller team now than they've had previously and as a partnership. But Chris is doing a terrific job. And he goes up a couple of kilos, but he gets a reasonable tempo that suited him last start. The Bowie Prince will still roll forward. Mightn't have to do as much work as Chris outlined. Namadood will be there somewhere. I think there'll be enough tempo for him to balance up and be very hard to beat from a good draw. 4 ahead of 3, the Spaniard. I think could be the big improver getting onto firmer ground. Johnny Allen back aboard. 1, the Bowie Prince will roll forward. Won't have to do a lot of work from that draw. And Namadood's pretty one-paced, but he's quite tough. And Alana Canning's riding really well. If he's able to just somehow make it a bit of a race of real stamina test from a fair way out. He just keeps whacking away. He's got one of these races in him for sure. 4, 3, 1, 5.
4, 3, 1 and 5 in race number 6. Race 7's a 58 over 1,400. Take out 2, 12, 15 and 16. Blood, Sweat, Tears is the favourite. Josh Richards takes 2 kilos off. So gets in with 62. Full of Theories at $5.50. Rhodes Scholar, $8. Unchained My Bike at $8.50. So Kiramar, Dave Eustace have the favourite here. Blood, Sweat, Tears. Six starts, one win, a couple of placings. Do you like it today with Josh Richards taking two off?
I'm with him, Michael. I was with him first up. He was just a bit slowly away and he ended up probably just getting not the ideal run in transit, but ultimately he probably had his chance. He'll be fitter. I think the jump out going into this run was terrific, and maybe just that hit out at the races will really bring him on fitness-wise. I'm with him, one ahead of 10, Unchained My Bike, who comes through the same form line and actually beat him home last start. Gavin Betchgood Stables flying at the moment. Good luck to Dino and a few of the other partners there in Unchained My Bike.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
We've got Warren back on the line for the Victorian Form Preview. We were talking about race number 7, Warren, and you've got to be very careful when you're talking about Dino's horses. I think he might have cut you off there when you started to give it a chance. He didn't want to see that 850 start to tumble in.
No, and look, I think I've got to admit, Michael, it was my fat fingers and perhaps Pilar there are trying to do something with my phone there, so I won't blame anyone else. But I do think Blood, Sweat, Tears has got a terrific chance, and as I said, and Dino and a number of partners involved in Unchained My Bike, a relatively recent addition to Gavin Bedgood's stable, and ran well, beat Blood, Sweat, Tears home last start. He'd be fitted with the benefit of that run. He had a little gap going into that run, first run for the new stable. Full of Theories, loves racing here, getting fitter, and the step up in distance is a positive. And I thought Nyan Iskra, who did enough first up, second up record's much better than the first up record. And I thought another one that might roll forward from that wider draw and at least get a run somewhere near the speed. I thought it was an even race, but Blood, Sweat, Tears the one to beat. 1:10.39.
1:10.39 in race number 7. And the last of 8 is a benchmark 58 over 1,200 metres. We can take out 4-5. 14, 16, 17 and 18. Scorpius is the favourite here for Mick Price, Kent Jr. J-Mod on board, $4.20. Savalona, $5. Paparazzi Queen is at $6. And then La Zola at $7.50. Another run-up for Cindy Alderson. How do we end the day?
I'm playing a couple here at a bit of odds, Michael, in numbers 11 and 3, Savalona and Hell of a Boy. I was a real fan of Savalona's last preparation. What she had was a really good turn of foot, particularly on firmer ground, and I think she gets to the firmer ground here first time this preparation with the benefit of those runs under the belt. I think she's here to improve today. Number 11, Savalona, Hell of a Boy, was terrific in a recent jump out at the Pakenham track here. He just quickened nicely at the end of it. He was asked to do a bit and he ran through the line. I think he's got a little bit of upside and he looks to be kicking off at a decent a good preparation at a suitable distance. Paparazzi Queen's nice and fit. There's no tricks to her, but she's consistent in this grade. And La Zola, the inside draw, might be a query late in the day if she does begin a bit slowly, which she can do. But I thought she did enough first up, and she's fitter. I'm with a couple of odds here and playing that as the play of the day. 11 and 3 ahead of 10 and 8.
11 and 3 ahead of 10 and 8. So nice way to end the day if we can jag that in the last leg of the quaddie. What is your play of the day and quaddie numbers today, Warren?
I'm trying to kick off with a winner in the first, Michael, as we always are. But race 1, number 1, Brazen Bully, the best for me. Race 5, number 9, Alara, I just think is well over the odds if she can run to her jump out and what her overall level could be. First run for the Mick Kent stable and Blinkers On. I think she's well over the odds now at about $31. First leg of the quaddie, 2, 6, 9 and 10. Second leg, 1, 3 and 4. Third leg, 1, 3, 9 and 10. The last leg, numbers 3, 8, 10 and 11. And play of the day is that last race. I thought numbers 3 and 11 were over the odds and can have something on both of them and hopefully end up getting about $5 for the race if one of them wins. So play of the day, a level stake in race 8, numbers 3 and 11.
I like it, Warren. The final Group 1 field's been announced. We haven't got barriers for the Tats Tiara, but just looking at the field, is it going to be a race where Tafane, Brooklyn Hustle could be two of the major contenders if they draw okay?
Yeah, I would think so, particularly Tafane. She's proven it at Group 1 level and proven it weight for age. And I thought out of the Brooklyn Hustle race, if Odeon was able to draw a barrier and get a more economical run. As good as that win was from Brooklyn Hustle last start, I thought Odeon would probably have a terrific chance of turning the tables on Brooklyn Hustle out of that race.
Yes, $5 the field. Tofano, $5 favourite, just ahead of Odeon at $7.50. Brooklyn Hustle's at $8 as well. Warren, good punting today. Fingers crossed we can find a few at Sportsbet Pakenham.
Thanks, Michael.